welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, thank you for tuning in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 1, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. In these first 17 verses, we've had this listing of the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ through his stepfather Joseph, and we can understand about the reasoning that the Lord has given us, the reason that he's given us these genealogies. One, by which we know the age of the earth. That's one thing that the genealogies do for us. Another thing that the genealogies do for us is tell us about the Lord's working in all of these different people's lives to bring us to the time of Christ. And so now, verse 18 of chapter 1, we embark upon the birth of our Lord Jesus and how it was when God the Son came to earth and became a man. Now the birth of Jesus, Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And so Mary and Joseph are engaged, as we say, but actually more than that. They're espoused to one another, so it's as if it's a done deal, but it just hasn't come to the final wedding time yet. And it says here, during this time that they were engaged, before they came together, before they consummated the marriage physically, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit of God. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. And so Joseph had every right. Mary, beginning to show before they were the marriage had been performed and they came to that time, he was a good man. It says here, a just man. He was a saved man, we understand from that. He didn't want to make a spectacle out of Mary. And no doubt Mary told him what had happened and how it all came about, how the Lord had appeared to her, the angel appeared to her and told her what she did, what he would do with her. And so Joseph didn't want to make a public spectacle out of it. He didn't want to embarrass Mary, but this thing was at hand, and so he would go ahead and deal with it as best as he could, and was going to take and put her away privately and just deal with it as privately and non-publicly as he could. But while he thought on these things, he's rolling them over in his mind about what he can do, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And so now, no doubt Mary, having told Joseph the things that transpired and how the Lord conceived within her the Lord Jesus Christ, now the angel of the Lord appears unto Joseph in a dream and says, don't worry. She has, the Lord Jesus, the child within her, has been conceived of the Holy Spirit of God, and everything is just fine. Then Joseph, her husband, verse number 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, because that was the culture and the operating of the Jews was such that the father would name the child. We see that with the birth of John the Baptist. And so the angel of the Lord tells him in this dream to name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, even his name indicates what he came to do. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying. And so now Matthew writes and brings us together and writes telling about the prophecy in the Old Testament scriptures about how such a thing would come to pass. Verse 23 of Matthew 1, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." And so Isaiah 7 tells us and prophesies about the birth, the conception of the Lord Jesus Christ, a promise that had been given, a sign delivered by the Lord about the coming of the Savior that would not be received by men, because virgins, they just can't have children. They have to have that intimacy with a man. And so it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. His name also is Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. God come down in the flesh, not a God, but God Almighty, God the Son, down here with us in the flesh. Oh, praise the Lord for what he has done for us. Then Joseph, verse 24, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And so when it came time for them to be married, they were married, and he went right ahead with everything, trusting in the word of the Lord, delivered to him by the angel of the Lord in a dream, and knew her not, until she brought forth her firstborn son. And so they were not intimate in that way that is reserved for marriage, designed by the Lord and given to mankind even in the garden before sin. He didn't know her, wasn't intimate with her until after she had delivered the Lord Jesus Christ. And he called his name Jesus. Joseph, what are we going to name this boy? Jesus. That's what he did. Chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. So we see here in chapter 2 that, and we know from the scriptures that Joseph and Mary are from Nazareth up in Galilee. But, as it turns out, because of the taxation, they're down here in Bethlehem. They've got to go. He's a son of David. And they've got to go. She is a daughter of David, but it's by his household, Joseph's household. So they had to go back to the city of their family. And so they're in Bethlehem. Herod is the king, and Herod the Great. And these wise men from the east come to Jerusalem. They say, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." So these men from the east have seen the star of the Lord. And so they come and they've made this journey, they've made this travel to come and worship the Lord. Isn't that interesting that men from the east would have knowledge about the Lord Jesus being born and would come from so far to worship the Lord? When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why would Herod be troubled? Why would Herod be troubled and them asking about the king of the Jews? Well, Herod was the king of the Jews, and he had wanted absolutely, positively no competition. And so these wise men, indeed they are, they're knowledgeable, they know, they've seen this sign. And so Herod feels threatened. All the administration of Herod feels threatened. Herod has his position by virtue of the Roman government, and he doesn't want it to change. He doesn't want to lose his administration, the bureaucracy at hand from his reign. They don't want anything to change. The threat of a king being born and a king to the Jews being born is indeed a threat to this wicked man. Verse 4, "And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born." So tell me where Messiah is going to be born. Listen to what this man is doing and what he's asking. He goes to the men that will know from the Word of God where Christ will be born, And listen to that. Look at how the scripture says it. Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, the Deliverer, indeed the King of Israel. And so he's not bashful about who he's wanting to know. He's wanting to know what the scripture says, where he will be born. And Christ is the name that is used, telling about the purpose for the Lord Jesus Christ coming, telling about those things that he would fulfill as the Messiah. And they said unto him, verse 5, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And so now they know in the scriptures where the Christ will be born, and they are quoting, I believe they are quoting Micah. I think that is right. And or Hosea, or Malachi. And so I should have looked that up in advance and didn't, but they're quoting Old Testament passage. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And so he asks, and they tell, Bethlehem, it's obvious. It's obvious that the king, the Messiah, will come will be born in Bethlehem. And notice here that in this quoting of this passage in the Old Testament scriptures, another name for the Lord Jesus, we've seen Jesus, we've seen Emmanuel, and here we see, we've seen the King of the Jews by the wise men, and here we see governor, and no doubt they really got Herod riled up. Verse 7, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, said, when did you guys see the star, and when did you begin on your journey? And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. So he seems to send the wise men off with a blessing, having found that Bethlehem is the place where the Lord Jesus would be born. And he tells them in a sinister way, when you find him, send word back to me that I might come and worship him too. And he inquires with them about, when did you see the star? How long ago was that? Well, you have to tune in next time to hear how it all connects up with the coming passages. I see that our time is fast for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.